Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
I'm starting to feel that New Jersey is a very safe place to be. As we begin the Relics and Rarities show with a very topical 45 of 1964, Conrad and the Hurricanes on the Era record label and a tune simply entitled Hurricane. Yes, thinking about the folks affected by Hurricane Florence. Truly to find those cool lost 45s. Once again, Conrad and the Hurricanes. And a tune simply called Hurricane. Some parts of the country are begging for water, and some are saying, please stop the rain already.
Put me through the ages,
you know that people were definitely wondering about that. Who'll Stop the Rain? Early 1970, a great double-sided 45 for Creedence Clearwater Revival. One side, Who'll Stop the Rain? And the other side was a great tune called Traveling Band. Yes, I got to escape from the rain. Let me get on out of here.
I've got a real boss car, makes all the others look sick. It's a brand new Dodge Dual Quad 426. It's got a positive traction rear and a 4-speed on the floor. And if you ever choose me, you'll never ask for more. Cause it's a scavenger.
Scavenger?
Yeah, the scavenger.
Scavenger?
I said it goes.
It goes.
It goes.
It goes.
Well, I shut down the beach balls in there 409. I was halfway through the quarter and they were still on the line. Then they tried their Stingray. We were racing just for kicks. And all they saw was a taillights on my 426. Cause it's a scavenger. Yeah, the scavenger. I said it's mean.
It's mean.
When the slicks start smoking on my 426, cause it's the scavenger.
Scavenger.
I said the scavenger.
Scavenger.
Don't you know it's bad?
Bad.
It's bad.
Bad.
Whoa, the scavenger. I said the scavenger. Whoa, the scavenger.
The cool chorus song that is Gary Paxton, a great writer and producer. That's one of his own 45s, Gary Paxton. And it's called The Scavenger on his record label, the Garpax record label. Yes, get into my car and I'm going to get away. That's what I'm going to do. The sound of the Esquires out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That was following up on their Summer of 67 hit song, Get On Up. The Esquires, top 25 record for them. It's in cold and Get Away. Of course, this is how some people have to get away. They need
don't
a
have
boat.
A lot, but with me, that's fine. Whatever I got, well, I know it's mine. There ain't a man alive can tell me what to say. I choose my own side and I like it that way. I don't worry about all the things I'm not. There's only one thing I want, I ain't got. You know that I'm thinking about you, baby. But you better know.
Summer of 1967, yes, One Side had a top, big hit, chart topper, To Serve With Love from the movie, and on the other side, that Neil Diamond tune was done by Lulu, The Boat That I Row, which also peaked on the charts at number 115, The Boat That I Row, might not cross the ocean, but I wonder if it'll get me to San Francisco. Sounds like a lot of fun, right? Hey, the Reeves says, I'm ready to go. Take me out to San Francisco. We can watch the flowers grow. That was a group called The Somerset. The Somerset on the Roulette record label. And of course, well, you know, this is the Jersey's finest. Jersey Boys, The Four Seasons.
Thank you.
That's one of those forgotten Four Seasons 45s. Although it hit number 30 on the Billboard charts late 1967, the Four Seasons, and Watch the Flowers Grow. And of course, flowers, they always grow better on the sunny side of town. So let's take a walk on the sunny side of the street. We call the Ox Petals. On the radio, I love playing these lost 45s, those records that deserve that second chance on the radio. The Ox Petals on the MusiCore record label, and Walking on the Sunny Side.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
It's a break-in. We're raiding the vaults of Tamla Motown.
Put your heart in doubt. there's something that I've found. That's why I'm waiting for that rainy day, 'cause I know he won't be around. And I'll take you in my arm and make you forget that you ever cared about it at all. Girl, my love will make you see what the word love really means.
I've got plenty of time,
so keep me in mind.
Hey, hey.
The Waltz of Tam, the Motown, and of course the subsidiary record label, the Gordy record label. Bonus track from the Temptations from their With a Lot of Soul LP. Yes, and if you live on the East Coast and you actually did save your love for a rainy day, well, guys and girls, you're in luck, because you must be getting a lot of love. We'll be getting a lot of precipitation. Yes, a lot of rain here on the East Coast. And, of course, down in the Carolinas, of course, with the Hurricane Florence, just too much rain, that's for sure. Save My Love for a Rainy Day. Day of the Rave, my Relics of Rarity show, coming to you from the No Static Attic. And as long as we're in the vaults of Tamla and Motown, let's listen to last week's Mystery Oldie 45. Yes. Did anybody figure this one out? We'll find out momentarily. But this was last week's Mystery Oldie. Of course, I'll have a new Mystery Oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. So don't touch the dial.
Touch a cloud. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. Unreal as it may seem, you inspire my every dream. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. Help wanted someone, please come and end this misery. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. No. And plead, you cast your spell on me. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. You made the stars lose track, and you broke my heart on top of that. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. I pray both day and night that you'll learn to love me right. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. No. Tell you once again, you'll never see my love.
What a cool 45 that is. That was last week's Mystery Oldie 45. A record that came out originally 1967 on the Snap record label, also on the Fenton label, and then, of course, picked up by Motown Records. Yes, The group called The Ones, The Ones, at a 45 that I first heard on WOR-FM out of New York City, and eventually it had its debut on the Billboard charts in early 68. And of course, it only peaked at number 117, but in regional markets, the 45 definitely got some airplay. The Ones in a tune called You Haven't Seen My Love. Cool record indeed, and congratulations to our Mystery Oldie winners, Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Lucas Ritchie, that's two in a row for Lucas, Appleton, Wisconsin, the King and Queens from Central New Jersey, Dawn and Larry Kukan, South Plainfield, George Yost in Glen Burnie, Maryland, Santi, the King of South Beach, Florida, Bill and Debbie Wanner, and hopefully they are safe. I know they're down there in Mooresville, North Carolina, so our prayers and thoughts are with you. Hopefully you're okay. Dennis Romanek, Summers Point, New Jersey. And all the way in Los Angeles, California, a first-time winner and a great record collector and a fellow disc jockey on Rocket Radio, Lane Quigley. Lane Quigley, he loved that particular record. In fact, he told me that when he was vacationing in Hawaii, when that record first came out, I guess in like the fall of 67, the record was getting airplay in Hawaii. He was out there with some friends. He heard the song, and he said to his friends, I'm gone. I'll catch up with you guys later. Went off and found a local record store and ended up picking up a copy of that record. Once again, The Ones, You Haven't Seen My Love. Congratulations to the winners. And, of course, a new Mystery Oldie is coming up for you in just a little bit, so keep that dial tuned and jot down my phone number, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. You can also email your answer to me, dave@davetherave.com. And, of course, you can make requests as well. Here's a cool one. Listening to the Relics of Rarity's Discotay. A cool requester from Flo and Kay Lyman is in New Jersey. Chubby Checker, flip side of the top 40 record in spring of 65 called Do the Freddy. At the Discotay, at the Relics and Rarity Show, here in the No Static Attic, you're going to have a real, yes, a real good time, that's for sure. Day of the Rave, your record geek with Sam Cooke.
Souls, if it take all night long. One more time, come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long, gotta tell you, evening sun is sinking low. The clock on the wall says it's time to go. I got my plans, I don't know about you. I'll tell you exactly what I'm gonna do. Get in the groove and let the good time roll. I'm gonna stay here till I soothe my soul. If it take all night long, yeah. Everybody let the good time roll. We're gonna stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long, yeah. It might be 1 o'clock and it might be 3. Time don't mean that much to me. I ain't felt this good since I don't know when, and I might not feel this good again. So come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long, and all night,
all night,
and all night,
all night,
and all night,
all night,
and all night long,
all night.
Somebody said it might take
all night,
all night long.
Yeah, don't tempt me, because I might lock myself in the studio and play these 45s all day and all night. Sam Cooke from 1964, a record peaking on the Billboard charts at number 11, did very well for Sam Cooke in a tune called Good Times.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Trouble may be, you can share it with me. There's no one in the world like you, baby, can't you see? Love's coming on strong, coming on strong. Something that I need, and I know what I need is you. If there's anything you want, then you know there's nothing I wouldn't do. Give me everything that you got, and I can't go wrong. Feeling that I have inside, love's coming on strong. Love's coming on strong. Coming on strong. So baby, if you're all alone, don't try to make it on your own. Give me everything you can. I wanna be a loving man. Trouble may be, you can share it with me. There's no one in the world like you, baby, can't you see? Love's coming on strong. Love's coming on strong. Love's coming on strong.
That's how I feel. Dave Arabia, Record Geek, on my Relics of Rarity show from 68. GNP Crescendo 45 from Tony Ritchie and a tune called Coming On Strong, a sure shot record.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Nobody can do the like I do.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
By request.
Yes, you read a great review about the Relics and Rarities show. Well, we tend to play your requests. Tony Sciatina from Homedale, New Jersey, wanted to hear this record by Gene Pitney.
Last night I needed you so bad.
Request that is from Tony Schiattina. Gene Pitney, that great voice from early 1964. And I think Tony requested the song because he wanted to see if I was going to tell a cool story about that particular record. Okay, so Gene Pitney is over in England. He's touring in England. And his publicist over in England is Andrew Lou Golden, who happened to be managing a band known as the Rolling Stones. Yes, Andrew Lou Golden was managing the Stones. So Andrew Lou Golden introduces Gene Pitney to the Rolling Stones, and the Rolling Stones turned Gene Pitney onto that particular song, which they wrote. That's a Jagger Richards tune, That Girl Belongs to Yesterday. And they convinced, you know, maybe a little arm twisting, perhaps not, but they got Gene Pitney to record that particular song. And that actually, and this is kind of like a cool answer to a great trivia question: what was the first Jagger Richards song to hit the Billboard Top 100? Well, it wasn't a Rolling Stones recorded song. It was that song written by Jagger Richards but recorded by Gene Pitney. Yes, in early 1964, eventually peaking at number 49 on the Billboard Top 100, That Girl Belongs to Yesterday, Gene Pitney. And that's the answer. If somebody ever asked you, or if you asked somebody, what was the first Jagger Richards song to ever make the Billboard charts, the answer is That Girl Belongs to Yesterday, Gene Pitney, recording a song by Jagger Richards, just like this next song.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. at such a cost. Time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. Life unkind.
Rolling Stones song that took on a whole new meaning for me, because Goodbye Ruby Tuesday, and my favorite Ruby Tuesday restaurant in Howell, New Jersey, they closed it down. Yes, I love the salad bar Ruby Tuesday. Anyway, the great song there by the Rolling Stones, Ruby Tuesday. Time for my mystery oldie 45. You get one guess only, and of course you can call me up right now at 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487, or you can send me an email, dave@davetherave.com. once again, that email address, dave@davetherave.com. we play just for fun. So Day of the Rave, your record geek's got a record all queued up for you. Who is singing this next record? Dial me up right now to be a winner.
I can't keep a secret, so I must tell you that I'm in love with a wonderful girl. I'm not supposed to tell, but I can't wait. I can't keep a secret, no, not I. I can't keep a secret.
That is I can't tell you because it's a secret. I forgot it's my Mystery Oldie 45. Well, I'm just messing around there. But who did that record? That's my Mystery Oldie 45. A guy who had a lot of cool hits in the top 100, but that one completely fell through the cracks. Never hit the top 100, never even bubbled under, I don't believe. Who did that record? Call me up right now, 609-948-4487. If you end up in the overflow, you can leave your name, where you're calling from, and your guess, and I'll call you back. So leave me your phone number, 609-948-4487, or email me if you'd like, dave@davetherave.com.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
with over 110,000 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault. This is my discovery of the week.
Well, I was sitting on the beach in the middle of July when a groovy lifeguard passed me by. He was a golden tan and 6 feet tall, and I said, what does a lifeguard do in the fall? What does a lifeguard do in the fall? I want to know that most of all. What does a lifeguard do in the fall?
Man, he has a swinging ball.
And then he stopped his walking and he looked at me. He was interested as I could see. And then he said to me in a southern drawl,
if you give me your number, sweetie pie, I'll call. Swinging ball.
Well, then he kept on walking on down the beach, but he was still within eye's reach. And then he stopped by a girl with eyes of blue, and then he took her number two. Well, what does a lifeguard do in the fall? I wanna know that most of all. What does a lifeguard do in the fall?
Man, ain't you got no imagination at all?
What a great record that is. What a cool 45 it is. And I guess the best way of putting it, what a groovy record that is, because it came out on the Groovy record label, 1959. It's certainly a very appropriate question for this time of the year. What does a lifeguard do in the fall? I don't know, but I bet they do have a lot of fun. So lifeguards, call me up. Let me know where that party is. June, August. And also, you could put that in the category of Dave the Rave, you record geek. Where do you find these records? June, August on the Groovy record label. What does a lifeguard do in the fall? It's Dave the Rave's discovery of the week. That's going to do it for the Relics Rarity Show. Yes, I am out of time. But I had a blast, and I hope you did too, playing these cool hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. And of course, you can check out archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. Also, there's a link at that website. Yes, pick up a Relics and Rarities Dave the Rave t-shirt, and you could be invited to all those cool parties. Just got to get that t-shirt. Once again, the link for the t-shirt at www.davetherave.com. If you've got a lost 45, contact me or take a guess on the mystery oldie. Call me up at 609-948-4487. I'll take your calls after the show. You can also email me, dave@davetherave.com. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.